Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance makes his first appearance as the party's vice presidential nominee to cheers and applause, but some are worried about his inexperience.
39-year-old J.D. Vance has held elective office for only 2 years, and some here at the GOP convention think that's a problem. Chris Fussner says the Democrats chose an underqualified vice presidential candidate in 2020.
They're number two. Cannot take over. We are doing the same mistake by putting an inexperienced person in on number two.
But others who had been mentioned as possible Trump running mates, including North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, have offered full-throated support for Vance. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the GOP convention in Milwaukee.
The economy is going to be the main focus of tonight's session, which is called Make America Wealthy Once Again. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Delegates today ratify a platform that calls for the biggest deportation operation in American history. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber served on the platform committee.
I think we're pretty unified on what this platform is and who we're nominating this convention. And I think that's the real stark contrast between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party right now.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day and will bring you a live one-hour special report on many of these stations and online tonight at 7. Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. No one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the convention's hard security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A five-person panel has recommended removing former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gall from his tenured faculty position. Gall was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after officials learned he was making pornographic videos online. The panel said Gall, quote, engaged in unethical and potentially illegal conduct and didn't cooperate with the school's investigation into his conduct. The panel did say that Gall did not delete any evidence. The next step is a public hearing in front of the Board of Regents. This week's La Crosse County Board meeting will include a measure to adopt the five-year strategic plan for the county. After months of discussion, the plan will focus on affordable housing, infrastructure, such as high-speed internet access, and employment. Other outcome measures include supporting the Pathways Home Program, a collaboration between the City of La Crosse, the county, and the community, which addresses homelessness. The board will take up the measure during Thursday's regular meeting. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Nationals 9-3. With the win, Milwaukee avoided being swept at home by Washington. They also remain only one of three teams that have yet to lose more than three games in a row. Pat Murphy praised the performance of his pitchers.
There was a lot of great effort today. Pitching staff underrated today. Rob Z, Colin Ray. It's not easy when you're a starter to then come in after a opener. Colin's done it a couple times, but still not easy to get in the flow of the game.
Brewers closer Devin Williams one step closer to a return on the mound for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
3-2 pitch to Lee. Got him swinging. One inning, three strikeouts. Looking good, Devin Williams.
Nine strikes out of 14 pitches. Williams on what he's working on.
You know, today, like the last pitch I threw, the 3-2 changeup, how consistent can I be?
Day two of the baseball draft. So far, the Brewers taking an outfielder, a first baseman, and two pitchers. Home run derby at the All-Star game tonight in Arlington, Texas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening storms, then turning partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs into the low 80s. In the afternoon and early evening, there could be a couple of storms that pop up. Nice Wednesday, partly cloudy in mid-70s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we're joined by Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project to get convention perspective from Republicans who want their party back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX. Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on Brady Street, Milwaukee, Compali. The occasion, the RNC MKE 2024, about a mile from where we are today. I was in the bowl today before there was a J.D. Nance vice presidency. There was Crudy taking selfies in the bowl. Wanted to thank our most recent guest before we introduce you to a new one. Dom, Matt Flynn, our very direct friend, and he's been busy writing books, hunting Bernie Weber, the newest. You can find it at Amazon, but I recommend a local bookstore. Look around.
Boswell Books right down the street here.
Oh,
that's right.
Boswell,
absolutely, right.
Downer
right.
Avenue. Yeah.
Right over here. Right. Go over and purchase some copies.
Well, James Santel, our newest guest and a book aficionado, you give many reading assignments.
I do.
I don't read them all. That's why we have you on the show.
Right. Former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review on Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, with the Civic Media Network. And, Jim, a fine guest here at the Compali today. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, delighted to be with you, as always.
Always.
Great to be back here in Brady Street. Also, it's back to old
times. We got a lot of years, right, Jim?
Right across the street here.
Great setting. Bad news, though, at least from the legal perspective. Eileen Cannon, the Trump appointee, West Palm Beach, the classified documents, the paperwork crimes.
The espionage case.
Right. The national security case, right?
Dismissed because of a special counsel concurrence from Clarence. Thomas Clarence threw something in the immunity ruling like, so much, look at the special counsel. And she throws out the charges against Trump today. What the hell does this mean, Jim?
What is going on, right? And so you've got Clarence Thomas, about 2 weeks ago, this 9-page concurrence, vaguely dissenting, also saying, I wouldn't have gone down this road. I would have simply found that special counsel isn't sufficiently constitutionally firm. And she picks up on that today. And it's the same thing. Clarence Thomas, his content is hers as well. She does it in 93 pages. He did it in 9. But it's to the same effect. It is not just dramatic. That is understating it cosmically. This is outrageous, candidly. It is a decision that is premised not upon law, not upon facts. And this has been decided. The Supreme Court has decided this very issue.
But she has more words, Jim. Does that matter? She does.
And again, if you read this opinion, you get the sense, oh, this sounds legitimate, right? You've got a lot of cites in there. You've got a lot of legal references. She makes this decision premised upon virtually nothing in the end. And contrary, again, to the Supreme Court, has addressed this. Lower courts, Trump appointed federal judges and Biden appointed judges, Obama appointed judges have all ruled this process where you've got an appointment through the special counsel regulation. It is constitutional, no issue. This has been decided. It is simply pulling this up once again and saying we're going to seize upon one of seven motions that Donald Trump has presented to her. I'm going to seize on this one. I'm going to go with it. She makes it very clear at the end of her opinion. This is over. She's canceling everything. No more hearings, no more deadlines, nothing. She is done with that. And that's maybe the only good thing about this is that it's final.
So what does Jack Smith do now?
So he's got three alternatives. One is to do nothing, and he could. Unlikely that will happen, right? Although I have to believe that Jack Smith is melting down right now, thinking I'm going to go back to The Hague and prosecute some crimes there where there's some real justice being done. Second, the one everybody's talking about is to appeal this to the 11th Circuit. We remember well the 11th Circuit said to Eileen Cannon about a year and a half ago, you are completely dead wrong in trying to pursue the end of this investigation through a civil matter, put her back in her place. She gets assigned to this case. Here's the third one that Matt just made reference to, which is what I would do under these circumstances, and that is this. All right, let's assume the special counsel situation is not constitutional. That's a huge assumption. That's wrong. Even so, what do you have left? You've got the criminal division inside the U.S. Department of Justice. You go back to those people. Remember those times when we were on this show talking about my charging the Attorney General with being special counsel happy?
Right.
We're doing too much of this. Well, now go back. Go back to the civil servants there, the people who do this regularly, and say to them, you know what? I've got this file. It has been dismissed, but not with prejudice, which is a fancy way of saying we can go back and re-bring these charges again. Go back to a grand jury. Find, again, probable cause, which you will, and that'll be enough.
But, counselor, if we do it that way, if we utilize the normal channels, the Department of Justice, a Trump presidency effectively ends that investigation. However, my understanding, sir, if the special counselor is put in place, that would survive the term of the presidency. Am I correct, Jim?
It would, absolutely. But you still remember that the special counsel still, even though there's this arm's length relationship with the attorney general, you call up your attorney general and say, you know what? You got to terminate this, and he will still do that. The thing that going back and reindicting now will get you time, right? Again, there may not be a lot of time at all. Who knows what happens in November? But the appeal to the 11th Circuit, that's going to get us way into 2026, maybe beyond. You can turn around, and even for purposes of rule of law in America, turn around and indict this case again next month. Bring it back in. Bring Donald Trump back into the federal system. Don't wait for this process to play out over the period of months, maybe even years, in the 11th Circuit. Get it underway. You can do that without any impediment. I know there'll be political pushback on it, but basically right now, that's the world in which we're living anyway, right?
James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Jim, if – honestly, how can I put it? Wasn't the whole reason that Garland, you know, put in the special counsel,
right,
that we've done special counsels before in the past, though it's all been adjudicated already, number one, wasn't that done to prevent any sort of political kind of thing,
right,
perception of a political bias? And number two, why do you have to pull a new grand jury? I mean, you just got the case. Can't you just bring the case over?
Right. So you're absolutely right. Again, this is my criticism of the attorney general. At a time when he perceived the previous Department of Justice to be politicized, let's come back, let's tell the American people, we're not like that. We're going to appoint all these special counsels, which he's done a lot of, right? Remember Robert Hur? He was a special counsel for Joe Biden. David Weiss, we need to talk about that. He's the guy who's on the Hunter Biden cases,
yep.
Right? That survives this as well. But the idea behind it was, let's send a message to the American public that we are not political and we've got this arm's length relationship. That's what he did. Again, I was not a big fan of that. Here we are once again. You have now dismissed all the proceedings up until that point, including effectively the grand jury.
Okay.
You do have to represent. That's the process under the federal system. But you can do it. you can do it. And again, it's not a matter of calling in a grand jury. You can go to that courthouse we're seeing on the feed here right now and say the grand jury meets routinely. You can present over a period of days or weeks, whatever you need, the sufficient evidence to establish probable cause. And maybe you even want to refine the indictment. And oh, by the way, the other thing you can do, you've got other venues. Remember, we talked about this. You can go into the Washington, D.C. courthouse. You don't have to go back to Fort Pierce in Florida. Maybe even go into New Jersey. Remember that? We've got some tendril there. Right. You can find venue in other places. Probably D.C. is the best one. That's where he took the documents from. You're going to get a motion on that as well. But
to
still.
My point, though, that goes against the whole initial reason for the political perception.
Absolutely.
So does it? But they're going to say political no matter
Absolutely.
What.
Absolutely. It does. It does. It pulls all that back and says, okay. But it also goes back to a time when the Department of Justice, as I've said so many times, that's what we do, right? That's what we do. We prosecute political crimes. We prosecute people in the political realm for engaging in crimes all the time, right?
Senator Menendez,
Democrats and Republicans, Menendez and Biden, we can go back and identify all. That's what the Department of Justice does. That's what has to happen now to get this underway, regardless of how long it lasts. If the next president, who may be Donald Trump, comes in and says, I don't like any of this, he can get this dismissed. If it's in front of the 11th Circuit, he can get it dismissed in front of if it's in front of a trial judge in the District of Columbia, either one of those. But the more expedient way of doing this is to get this reindicted promptly.
Our fine guest, James Santel. Let's talk about the Chutkan court, the Jack Smith. And we know that the U.S. Supreme Court not only rolled out an immunity ruling, but the week prior dismissed a couple of the charges effectively, or it could be held that they should be or could be dropped against Trump, depending on the specificity of his case.
Right.
But anyways, here's the greater point. Chutkan has been assigned by the U.S. Supreme Court to differentiate the official acts from the private acts. And all I've ever really cared about in this world, Jim Santel, is that the evidence of Trump's insurrection plays out before the American people. Jim, will this mini trial in Chutkan's courtroom, in my understanding, the judge has already said she has a willingness to set aside a European vacation because history demands
some action on this.
Jim, when are the mini trials? Will we, the American people, see the evidence of official acts or unofficial acts of insurrection, let's just say, and will this happen before the election?
Right. We begin with the notion once again that Michael Dreeben, the guy who argued this case in front of the Supreme Court, said, members of the Supreme Court, what you're advocating here is craziness, this notion of dividing between official and unofficial, personal and other things. That's craziness. He talked about this integrated conspiracy, Mike, which is what you're describing. You can't do that. Even so, that's what the Supreme Court has given to the most beleaguered judge in America right now, who now has to figure out what they said in that case, including things like dividing this all up. Presumably, she's going to have these pretrial motion hearings. If I were she, frankly, given in the wake of the Supreme Court order, what I would say to both sides is you submit memorandums to me about what is left. When the Supreme Court describes and says that anything related to the Department of Justice, that is absolutely immune, that carves out a big portion. You can't inquire into motive or intent. You can't present evidence of official acts to prove unofficial things and crimes. My sense is that there may not be a lot to prosecute here at all, but she's got to do that, and she's got to figure out what, if anything, is left of this case. Again, I think Jack Smith has a lot of work in front of him, as does she.
As do we. The happier happy hour has just begun. We got a fine guest. He is James Santel. We are in Milwaukee for the RNC. We're at Kampali. Tomorrow, it's tequila and tacos for everyone. You can join us here. But today, it's just our little private party catching up, kicking off the RNC and the dismissal of the classified documents case in Florida. More James Santel, more Devils.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on.
Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, broadcasting live from Kampali on Brady Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Big party coming here tomorrow. Join us 3 to 6 p.m. Right now, we have our friend James Santel, host of Amicus.
That's right.
On Saturdays here on the Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 a.m. Central, talking about Jack Smith. Here's the breaking news. Special counsel Jack Smith revealed today he plans to appeal the dismissal of Trump's secret documents case. That's the espionage case. Here's a quote.
No, that's not what the counselor said.
He wasn't taking my calls during the day, so not surprised by this news.
The dismissal of the case deviates from the uniform conclusion of all previous courts.
He's right about
that. And have considered the issue that Attorney General is statutorily authorized to appoint a special counsel. The Justice Department has authorized the special counsel to appeal the court's order.
There you go. And that's the Attorney General saying, yeah, we got to take this up. And he's probably thinking about the future, too, not only of this administration, future administrations, not the last time. So you do need to have, I suppose, some clarity
again?
Yeah.
I mean, how many
times do we have to do that? This is kind of like the immunity situation.
Right?
We need to know this again in 2024, that there's not a president who is a king, but apparently we do that in America right now. But again,
a president is a king. I mean, is that the takeaway from that?
Absolutely, and that's the notion.
So you keep throwing it at the wall long enough after a few decades. Yeah, you know,
right.
I guess we decided, no, you can't do a special counsel anymore because we got different folks on the Supreme Court.
Right, it's the same kind of thing. All these motions pending in front of her until this morning, the same kinds of things, interpretations of the law that have just been rejected for years and years, and yet we're entertaining them seriously, right? And we didn't have to issue any of these orders, but it goes to that same notion that once you've stated it once, you will go back and rearticulate, remove again the same thing, and hoping that one day somebody will say, yeah, maybe there is a real there.
It seems very legislative and not very legal to me, man.
Right. Yep, it absolutely is. And, you know, the other part of this, of course, as we said before, she issues this 93-page order. I promise you don't put that together since last Friday night. This has been pending for a long time. During that time, we all know, she's been having hearings. She's been entertaining motions, all these kinds of things. It's a little disingenuous, candidly.
Giving her time to get her homework done.
Exactly. Maybe that's it. The law clerks are back in the chambers writing feverishly, but she knew all along. And frankly, if she was going to down this road, something we've talked about before on this show, it's a seminal issue. It's a threshold issue, right? Whether or not the prosecutor can do this, you take that up first, right? Tell us that a year ago when she was first given this case. You don't wait until now unless you've got a different motive and that motive to delay.
Our fine guest, James Santel, he is the host of Amicus, a law review on the Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 Saturday mornings. Jim, obviously the very troubling news, the assassination attempt.
Right.
A domestic terrorism act, because apparently this shooter also had explosives in his car. Jim, troubling the amount of access, the 148 yards estimated distance he gained to the president. The shooter apparently was confronted by local police, pointed his gun at the guy, and the guy backed down the ladder. And there had been varying reports, Jim, of whether or not this guy was actually in the sniper's sight before he pulled the trigger.
Whether the shooter was in the sights of Secret Service snipers that were positioned on two different rooftops over the president.
And eventually took him out, but not before then, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, Jim, this is crazy. This guy's using an AR-15, a long rifle crowd. It is very conceivable that this could have been a tragic outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely tragic. I mean, you may mention also the AR-15. That's a semi-automatic weapon. As an aside, the Supreme Court has recently told us that, you know what you can do? You can go out right now and you can buy a bump stock and turn that into a machine gun. Could you imagine if he had gotten one of those? It would have been just absolute massacre. It's tragic already beyond belief, even more dramatic in the wake of what the Supreme Court has done. This whole guns mentality.
Two people shot in critical condition.
Another one killed.
One killed.
Right?
Yeah.
The former president nearly killed. All of that is absolutely tragic. A few things. Absolutely. This is the kind of thing, whenever we had visitors like this to Milwaukee Eastern District, you always spend a lot of time at the Secret Service, FBI, preparing not only venues. There has got to be an investigation. There is. There will be. The president's ordered that. The attorney general, the Secretary of Homeland Security, all of that will be the subject of an awful lot of focus of what went wrong here. And again, it's a combination, plainly, of local law enforcement, as you just said, Mike, federal law enforcement. We got to figure that out. And then we got to answer the larger questions, which is gun culture in America, right? This has got to end, and you'd like to think that as the Republicans gather here in Milwaukee, one of the things that they would say, they won't, but we've got to begin to re-understand what the Second Amendment does and does not mean. It does not mean that you've got a right to carry these weapons of mass destruction in our cities in 2024.
You know, I met a delegate from California named Mindy. She owned several AR-15. She was quick to point out, and, you know, they ain't giving up their guns.
Absolutely, right.
That
right.
will not be a conversation in the platform, right. on the floor, from the debate, from the RNC stage. This is not part of their platform.
Well, yeah, but the conversation maybe doesn't change. You know, word is that maybe Trump is going to rewrite his speech, become more,
inclusive,
united.
Somehow,
inclusive,
right?
Right. What's your sense of what the conversation has been like since, and what's your expectation from the megas down here in Milwaukee this week?
You like to think that. It is difficult in the wake of 8-10 years of Donald Trump to believe that we're going to get a speech, whether it's a Thursday night or even before then, that really is that inclusive thing that we need right now. I was stricken by the fact that right after this happened, he did place on his own social media outlet two or three things that sounded reasonable. I wondered out loud whether he had actually written those, because not only were they complete in terms of conjugating verbs, but also they had some sense about them. He expressed concern for the people who had been killed, injured, expressed support for obviously local law enforcement, federal law enforcement. And
were there all caps or weirdly capitalized words throughout it?
Exactly, right? If not, you know that somebody else has written it. It struck me as that balance you're talking about. We'll see whether that continues. I am very doubtful that will happen, because again, that's not what, to your point, Mike, that's not what the audience is looking for.
Jim, I was assured there would be no conjugating of verbs on the air today. Former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review on the Civic Media Network, Saturday mornings 9 to 11, and a good friend of ours, James Santel. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Partying up. What? I wish you'd drink tequila with them.
One of these days, back here on Brady, right?
All our healthy friends.
You're too upstanding. Devolve into devilness with us.
Devilry?
Jim, thank you so much.
All
Come
good.
Back. Time
All
for
good.
Your calls. You can join us here or hit the text line. Same number, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Despite Saturday's assassination attempt against Donald Trump, intelligence agencies insist they've seen no specific credible threats against the RNC.
As you'd expect, after the events yesterday, we've seen an uptick in social media chatter.
Michael Hensley leads the Milwaukee FBI office.
We also need the help of the public. If they see something during this time or feel uncomfortable with something, please let us know.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day and will bring you a live one-hour special report tonight at 7. People who own private wells should get their water tested after recent heavy rains and flooding. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says contaminated wells should be cleaned and no one should drink the water until tests come back negative. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Strong storms over the weekend knocked out power and toppled trees in the Cooley region and contributed to the death of at least one person in Vernon County. The sheriff's office there said a motorcycle rider was killed when they hit a tree that had fallen over the roadway. The person was thrown from the motorcycle and was pronounced dead at the scene early Sunday morning. Tree damage was reported in several places in the Cooley region. Also, flood warnings along the Mississippi River have now expired, but heavy rains over the weekend are prompting new flood warnings around La Crosse. The Kickapoo River went over its banks and is in moderate flood stage after several inches of rain fell Saturday into Sunday. Flood warnings are in place for this week. Also, the Trempealeau River is flooding with warnings at Arcadia today and at Dodge later this week. In Vernon County, several roads were closed due to flooding, and across the area, smaller streams also had flooding issues. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When you hear the Hollywood press say that someone earned an Emmy nomination, it's usually in reference to their craft. Actor Jeff Bridges earned just such a nomination for his role in FX's The Old Man, but it was not just for his stellar acting. The New York Post reports that while shooting season one of the show, Bridges was dealing with cancer and COVID-19 simultaneously. Jeff had cancer when the shooting started and in the middle of the season discovered a 9x12 tumor in his stomach during a home workout. If that wasn't enough, during chemotherapy treatments, he contracted COVID-19 before there was a vaccine. The actor was actually fighting for his life, needed oxygen, and says he was in so much pain he was ready to go. It was the encouragement of his family and doctors telling him to fight that got him through it. Oh yeah, and a process called convalescent plasma, a blood therapy technique that takes blood from people who have recovered from an illness to help others heal. And that is how you earn, son. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening storms, then turning partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs into the low 80s. In the afternoon and early evening, there could be a couple of storms that pop up. Nice Wednesday, partly cloudy in mid-70s.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is day two of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on lake sitting, axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live in Milwaukee, RNC MKE 2024. You know, this should have been a Democratic party. Dems know how to party better.
Oh, man. You know, we can never go back and get those time to get that time back.
No one parties like the Devil's Advocates Party, and you can be a part of the party tomorrow, Kampali on Brady Street. I assure you, I've been in Milwaukee all day long. You can get here. There's no traffic. This is not snarled like the Green Zone is. So I've invited everyone. It's a bipartisan taco and tequila event at Kampali on
Everybody
Brady Street.
Likes tacos, and most people like tequila.
Everyone I met today. People on the street, Anthony, Mindy, Alejandro,
Alvin.
Everybody got invited for tacos and tequila. And also want to thank our most recent guest, Eddie Feinman, invited him as well. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of ours, host of a fine show in its own regard. Amicus, a law review every Saturday morning on the Civic Media Network. But, you know, we know you tuned in for the best. And you're going to get the best right now to the top of the hour. You know, so much news.
What the loudest band in the world, Kiss?
No, you've wanted the best. You got the best. 844-967-2789. I mean, what a tremendous news day. You've got a presidential assassination attempt over the weekend. First one that I recall since like 1981, at least that has been made public. I mean, not even during Obama. This is pretty rarefied stuff. Then you have Eileen Cannon, the Trump appointee, but throwing out the classified documents case in Florida. That is a huge news story in and of itself. You got Trump rolling out his vice presidential pick.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, hillbilly elegy himself, Yale-educated lawyer J.D. Vance. So anyways, I find him particularly distasteful. I was invited on the Foxy News back when they used to invite me. And I recall they asked me, what do you think of J.D. Vance? I said,
like, who?
I don't think. No, I knew who J.D. Vance was. This was during his senatorial race. And I said, I don't like the guy. And I don't like anyone that does like the guy. I find this guy particularly distasteful. But now he's the Republican vice presidential
team. Well, and the Biden-Harris campaign did respond. Jen O'Malley, the spokesperson, telling Axios that Vance was picked because he'll do what Mike Pence wouldn't do on January 6th, bend over backwards to enable Trump and his extreme mega agenda, even if that means breaking the law and no matter the harm to the American people. Pence was vilified by mega as Raw Story reports after he refused to dismiss Biden's election on January 6th. Vance will make it his mission, quote-unquote, to enact Project 2025, the far-right GOP agenda compiled by numerous Trump allies. The plan includes, again, Vance, the playbook for the first 180 days of a hypothetical second Trump term, including expanding executive power of the commander-in-chief, replacing tens of thousands of federal workers with Trump loyalists, what could go wrong, and dismantling the administrative state, quote, this is someone who supports banning abortion nationwide while criticizing exceptions for rape and incest survivors. Railed against the Affordable Care Act, including its protections for millions with pre-existing conditions, and has admitted he would have certified, J.D. Vance would not have certified the free and fair election in 2020, the Biden campaign said. Vance's biggest supporters are billionaires and corporations, the campaign said. They know he and Trump will cut their taxes and send prices skyrocketing for everyone else. J.D. Vance, make America wealthy. Again.
That's today's theme. Now I've got a statement from the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, where we're at right now. Chairman Ben Wickler, a recent guest on the show. Here is his statement today. The stakes of this election just got impossibly higher. You've done that once or twice.
You can always get higher.
In the years since J.D. Vance called Trump out as reprehensible, he managed to reinvent himself as a MAGA true believer, praising Trump's extreme Project 2025 agenda for including good ideas and coming out in force for a national abortion ban without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, we know Trump's true test for a vice president a willingness to betray an oath and violate our Constitution in order to keep Trump in power. Should Donald Trump win another term in the White House, there's no question that J.D. Vance would put loyalty to Trump and the GOP's extreme agenda over the country. In election after election, we've seen Wisconsinites reject the extreme anti-freedom Trump Vance agenda, and they'll do it again this November. That our friend Ben Weckler, Democratic Party Wisconsin chair. You're all our friends when you join us on the phones. You could be first, next. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones, Dom. Don't you
let's
think?
Get to it. Rich, I know you're let's pull up the J.D. Vance supercut from, that's fine, Lincoln Project. When you get a minute, we'll take the phone calls right now. Once again, 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Who has been the most loyal and patient? It is Mark. Welcome, Mark.
It is a test of loyalty here, Mark. And you passed.
You passed it. Congratulations. Welcome to the show, man. What do you got for us?
Thanks, guys. But, J.D. Vance, Mr. Feral Eyes, J.D. Vance, with the mascara he apparently wears around his eyes. That or is he Rocky Horrible from a new Rocky Horrible picture show that is just occurs to me for that guy. I mean, that for the events over the weekend, with the guy with an AR rifle, I mean, it just we're fortunate the guy couldn't afford a bump stock because of that.
He would have had a
newly approved thing, enhancement to his, more people would have died and Trump would have been among them more than likely. I mean, it just is terrifying.
Well, you hate to speculate such a thing, Mark, but on the other hand, the Republicans would use this circumstance, and it is a tragedy. People died, but they would use this circumstance to claim the providence of God laid his hand upon Trump's shoulder. And, you know, I'd like to think I'm a Christian man, Dom, but I'm not willing to throw God in the Trump column quite yet. I did ask a guy
if my sports team wins, it's because God had a, you know, took the line.
Lions.
Never stop believing, baby.
Plus 7.
844-967. 2789. Thank you, Mark.
You are wearing a Lions t-shirt, man.
I am, man. That's what I'm telling you, man. Don't stop believing.
1957.
World champions, baby. 844-967-2789.
I know Matt Flynn was alive then, but you weren't.
Hey, Rich, do we have the Lincoln? Okay, so the Lincoln Project, they went up and got the supercut of J.D. Vance and what he thought about Donald Trump, you know, back in the day a few years ago. The first couple of comments are not J.D., but the rest are. If you would, please, Rich, play it for the people.
For President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance.
Terrible candidate. Idiot if you voted for him. Might be America's Hitler. Might be a cynical a-hole. Cultural heroin. Noxious and reprehensible.
God, I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
He's leading our political discourse to a very negative place.
If Trump is elected president, he has to be a much different president than he was a candidate. As a candidate, he was fundamentally divisive, arrogant.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
He likes him enough to take the job. J.D. Vance is now your mega Republican candidate, a vice presidential candidate, handpicked by the orange man. Congratulations, J.D. Welcome to the party, pal.
You know, one other big breaking important political news item. Joe Biden doing an interview with Lester Holt, NBC Tonight. They're releasing excerpts. Biden apparently called Trump, wished him well, said, "I was concerned." Well, I think that's appropriate. The president of the United States addressed the nation and tried to tone down the rhetoric.
Yes, a real human being who has experienced loss in his life, showing empathy and grace towards his political rival. That'd be great if, like, some other political candidates could do the same.
Now, I have heard varying reports that Trump went golfing, and I heard that was not true. I even heard on Right Wing Talk Radio this morning, you know, I tuned in this morning to see what
you do so we don't have to.
I do that so you don't have to. I tuned into Right Wing Talk Radio. I tuned into Dan O'Donnell. He was doing his little song and dance from the Wisconsin Center. He had Speaker of the House Mike Johnson this morning. But anyways, he's telling this story, and I know it's a fiction because I've already seen it politifacted. Trump did not go golfing yesterday.
After the assassination attempt.
And I think Dan knew, and he's a lawyer. He said, "I don't even know if this story is true."
qualify it, but say it anyway.
But I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it on the radio at the RNC and, you know, act like I'm a big shot. So anyways, he tells this story. Trump was on the golf course yesterday, and he had a long putt, and he lines it up.
Oh, God.
And he drains it. And he says, unlike the shooter, I don't miss. And that was what Dan O'Donnell, right-wing talk radio host, righty whitey guy, you know him, like Milwaukee, Madison.
Building the mythology, man.
And he doesn't know if it's true, but it didn't stop him from
but
telling
I'm
this
say
story.
It anyway.
And I can tell you with some accuracy, because it's been politifact, and it's not freaking true, Trump did not go golfing on Sunday. Hell, he was in Milwaukee on Sunday snarling the traffic. Dan O'Donnell, you know that, you freaking liar.
What is true? The greatest radio show ever, The Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Your test of loyalty, Cam, from Appleton, Wisconsin. You have passed. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. I think I get a little confused at, why so much of what has been talked about it so far. I'm sure, like many others, we all looked online. We're like trying to find news on what was going on, right?
Yeah.
And the internet was very ugly, and it gets very condensed and concentrated because it's so easy to see all the negative because that gets interactions, and interactions get bumped up to the top. It's the standard stuff, right? Everything happens like that. A lot of the information was misinformation, but then there was some information that was true that came out that showed that the shooter was a registered Republican and had voted in an election at one point, and I just don't – I think that's being skirted under the rug a little too hard, and all these threats against liberals or left-wing also got skirted as if they never even said those things to people randomly with such ease. They were ready to say it, and now they're not justified in saying it. Well, justified in quotations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I remember the top of the ticket, President Trump, as they always call him, called us vermin. And fake news media, and far worse than that, many, many times.
Well, I certainly was not cordial and graceful about the tragedy of Paul Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House's husband, who was attacked with a hammer. He made fun of that attack while in front of a crowd. So, lots of misinformation. Look, if anything positive comes out of it, and hopefully the people that were injured will heal, and our condolences go out to those who were the person who was killed, to actually dial down all that, that'd be great. But you go online, you go to the Twitter. I mean, Twitter's terrible, man. It's like the biggest buzzkill ever. You ever want to get the worst of yourself? Go to Twitter, and I did. And I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me. The things that people are saying.
Why would you do that?
Because that's, I don't know. It's the dirtiest. If you want to find out the dirt, man, that's where the dirt.
I thought you were day drinking all weekend.
I was.
Twitter doom scrolling, man. Don't do that.
I tried not to, but then I had to because we got to do a show. 844-967-2789. Wisco, Paul, you are loyal. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, thanks for what you do, Devils. Happy you're down there. I don't know if you are, but I'm happy you're down there. I don't have
time. You could join us, Paulie. We're having a party here.
Come tomorrow, dude. It's going to be a party. I'll buy
Taco Tuesday, Paulie.
Hey, how hard is it going to actually be to get there? I mean,
it's not bad. Not hard at all, man. As long as you skirt downtown, you skirt the security zone, man, it's easy to get around because it's all concentrated down there. Just stay away from the downtown. That part of downtown, you're fine.
We can get you in, Paul.
I've been driving it all weekend.
All right, I'll take you up on that. Hey, quickly, somebody from the Secret Service is going to have to drop on your sword or whatever because that assassination attempt should have never happened. It just shouldn't have. So somebody is going to take a hit on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know
who,
but it should have never should have. Do I have a second? I'll give you one example. I was at a concert here a couple, 3 weeks ago. There were SWAT teams on top of the buildings over Bree Stevens Field, for God's sake, at all the high buildings over there. And it's just
which concert?
That was Addison Krauss and Robert Plant. It's a pretty good concert. So,
Man. Anyway, former lead singer of Led Zeppelin, man. You got to protect the rock and roll. Thanks for the call, Paul.
I am wearing my Secret Service credentials. That means I'm not one of the bad guys. This will get me on the roof over where Civic Media is broadcasting. Come back! Live from Kampali, RNC MKE 2024 Devils on the Road for the Love of Democracy Tour.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle, 1490 AM.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Confusing the people with the Detroit Rock City down. We're in Milwaukee.
Hey, I got the Detroit shirt on, baby.
Well, that,
don't stop believing.
That part's true. We are at Campali Restaurant. You can join us here. It is a Mexican joint. Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday. So you might as well come to the party. Tequila and tacos.
Well, you are required to come to the party tomorrow. That's how we're doing it. It's a political party. We're on Brady Street, man. The studio's kitty corner where we used to be for years and years. It's like coming home here.
It is. It is.
3 to 6 tomorrow, Brady Street, Campali in Milwaukee. Make it happen.
Some points being made, and I'm going through the text line. You know, you can communicate with us there. I follow. I read it all the time, Dom. Hardly ever. L.A. Tom keeps telling us Project 2025 is all that matters. Absolutely. I don't think it's going to be the focus of a lot of the conversations at the RNC, but I can tell you there's a theater over here in the theater district, Dom. It's what they call it, but it's the Heritage Project, Heritage Foundation.
Oh, they're renting out the theater? Like what?
Yeah, they rented out the theater.
Like Riverside or Pabst or what? The Turner Hall? What was it?
One of the smaller ones. I don't want to mislabel the theater.
Sure.
But effectively, it's like, learn all about Project 2025 Day. You know, today is the day. Go down to the
rolling out, figure it all out, learn everything you can that Trump knows nothing about, but he doesn't like some of it.
A texter says Trump endangered lives when the Secret Service tried to move him, and he made them wait to look for his shoes. And when he stopped to pump his fists and yell, fight, did that a couple times. Well, when you're the target of the assassination attempt, I guess you're allowed to gather your shoes. Apparently, he lost his shoes when he was tackled by the Secret Service agents. And, you know, it's interesting. I have talked to some of the MAGA faithful, and, you know, gun control, not a consideration whatsoever.
No,
AR-15,
no.
Who cares? But what about the Secret Service? Did they do their job? Well, there are some questions being asked.
As well, there should be legitimate questions.
The Washington Post reporting at this hour, about 30 minutes ago, witnesses warned police of the Trump shooter at least 86 seconds before the gunfire, a minute and a half before the gunfire. And he was identified. I had seen video of someone like shooting video, holding a camera phone of this
somebody
guy crawling on the roof.
Apparently
a cop went up the ladder, and I'm not sure what the communication looked like in this.
My understanding, the shooter pointed the AR-15 at the police officer. The police officer went back down the ladder, yelled, you know, get cover, cover, something along those lines. And then immediately thereafter, the shooter took his shots and then was killed by I'm not sure who took out
Secret
the shooter.
Secret Service snipers, apparently.
Well, they're the ones but they already had eyes on them. So I don't know. It's very strange. And yes, there absolutely should be an investigation. That is an absolute obvious failure of security.
The only night I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. I've been to a lot of Biden rallies. And you think to yourself, why am I here? Just in case. Well, what's the just in case of what? Well, I always joke, just in case someone throws a shoe like they did at Bush once upon a time. Right?
Iraq,
I had never, and really the only time I had ever conceived of something more violent, a more violent possible outcome than that, the night I went to Donald Trump in Des Moines, and I told you it was a massive crowd, 40,000, 45,000. Crudy's estimate, I think the New York Times said 25,000. I've seen 25,000 come out of the Kohl Center-ish. It was bigger than that, a lot bigger. And there were so many snipers, and it was like sunset, and you can see these snipers silhouetted in the sunset.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like surreal, right? And you're in the crowd, and I'm not engaged with Trump so much as looking at what's happening around. And it was one of the few times I found myself looking at the logistics of this massive crowd, and what if someone's, you know, deep fried crap on a stick is something more than that.
Right. No.
And, you know, what if that person is standing near you and do you want to be standing near that person? Because obviously there were some victims of this assassination attempt. They're calling it domestic terrorism, you know, explosive devices perhaps as well.
A mass shooting maybe. 844-967-2789. Chris, you're up. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
I wanted to bring something up. Matt was talking earlier about that we need to move on and get behind Biden. And I'm very concerned. I'm seeing on CNN, they have a convention on for the Republicans. And what they're doing is they had some inserts there of President Biden had given an interview. And they give him a few minutes of an interview, and then they cut away. And when they cut away, they kind of give their commentary on it, and they're really slanting it quite a bit. And I really find that very disturbing that they're still doing this with this. It's a dead issue. He's talking to them about other things, like what happened over the weekend. And I really think they're putting their fingers on the scale. And I think that this is a direct result of Citizens United, and we really need to get the money out of politics.
Amen, sister. Money out of politics. Thanks for the call.
Dana, from God's country up in La Crosse, I was up in that neck of the woods this weekend, all the way up by Eau Claire, says Trump was worried about getting his shoes back because he knows they have lifts in them, and everyone would know that. You know, if I got my shoes knocked off and assassination attempt, I might try to gather my belongings,
you know,
on the way out.
You never know how you're going to react in a situation like that, what kicks in. Thankfully, he was not assassinated. Unfortunately, other people were shot. Tone it down. Come to a party. Kampali, tomorrow. Tequila, tacos, Brady Street, Milwaukee, RNC, MKE. 2024.
Bipartisan partying. Thank you to our fine guests today. They included author Matt Flynn, our very direct buddy. Look for his new book, Hunting Bernie Weber. And of course, our friend, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Find his fine show, Amicus, a Law Review, on the Civic Media Network, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11. Thank you all for joining us. Come on down, party at the Kampali tomorrow. 3
Thanks,
to
Rich.
6, party to follow.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.